Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bowl season upon us. Georgia Tech will be playing in the Quick Lane Bowl the day after Christmas against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. It will be Paul Johnson's final game as the head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets as he retires after a fabulous career. And the new man in charge will be Jeff Collins, former Temple head coach, who also happens to be a local guy. And the new coach joins John and Hugh now live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Coach, what went into the decision to come back to Georgia?
Well, I mean, this is home, obviously. And, you know, I've been here twice. I was with Coach O'Leary, and I was with Coach Gailey back in the day and just had such a great time here. The education, the atmosphere, being in downtown Atlanta, there's so much to sell, so much history in this place. You know, and obviously again, it's home. So it was a tough decision because I was leaving a good football team, a really great football team with a bunch of guys I truly loved and cared about. But you know, when you have a chance to come home in this career, you know, you got to take that opportunity when it presents itself.
Jeff Collins is the new head football coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He's joining John here this morning as he's out recruiting. Coach, if I could, for the benefit of the audience out there that are our audience and 92 in the game, if you could kind of take me back. I know you were born out in Conyers. Kind of walk me through. You went to Western
right.
Carolina. Tell me about the early life of Jeff Collins and what you went through.
We'll go all the way back. I was born in DeKalb Memorial Hospital and raised on Columbia Drive, just east of Atlanta in Decatur. And, you know, that's where my mom went to Columbia High School. She was, for a while, she was the all-time leading scorer in the basketball program at Columbia High School. Dad ran track. He actually ran track at Georgia. And then when little Jeff Collins came along, he transferred and finished up his career running at Georgia State. My uncle ran track here at Georgia Tech. So, you know, all the, you know, major colleges in Georgia, we've been represented throughout our family. But, you know, went to high school in Conyers, Georgia, Rockdale County High School. And, you know, then went to Western Carolina University, met my wife. And, you know, I told the story in the press conference, and I fell in love with her at love at first sight. She fell in love with me once she found out I was from Atlanta. had a great run. We've been married 23 years. It's actually our anniversary, our 23-year anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Said that. Yes, yeah, so I glad that just came up. But had a great career. Been, you know, at Georgia Tech twice, like I said. Been at the University of Alabama. Been at Mississippi State for 4 years, had a really good run there. The last year I was there, we were number one in the country for 10 weeks. You know, Dak Prescott was the quarterback. And then I went to the University of Florida for 2 years, played in the SEC championship game both years. I was the defense coordinator at Florida and then was blessed to have the opportunity to be the head coach at Temple. And, you know, we had a great run there, coached some amazing young men, and really had a great culture. And I'm excited to be able to build that. You know, here in Atlanta.
So, Coach, would you consider yourself more of an offensive-minded coach or defensive-minded?
Well, I've been a defensive coordinator in the SEC for 7 years, and so I've made my, you know, made my name on the defensive side of the ball. But we do some cool stuff offensively, and I think two of the top offenses in Temple history were the years that we were there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do an Elite Eight every single week. I go into the offensive staff. Here are the eight plays that I want to run. Pretty unique, crazy formations, crazy shifts that I know will give defensive coaches a hard time. And they run those Elite Eight, sprinkle them throughout the game. And, you know, they're a lot of fun. We shift offensive linemen to the sideline. We create different pods. We do wildcat stuff with that and just try to be creative and have fun with it.
So, Coach, you know the kind of offense that was ran, what Coach Johnson ran here at Georgia Tech.
Sure.
And my question to you is, because with the players that you have right now, how long is it going to take you to kind of transition your players, if that's the case, to your new style of offense?
Yeah, the big thing is just taking, you know, we've got a very multiple offensive scheme. You know, we're spread, but we'll do some pro-style stuff. We run a lot of option out of our package with our Wildcat stuff and when we play our running quarterback. But we're very multiple. But the big thing I've learned a long time ago, it's not about scheme. It's about players. Every single thing that we do in this organization is going to be about the players. So we have 13 running backs that are on scholarship here at Georgia Tech. So we've got to take what we've inherited and put these young men in the best position to play at a high level, to win a lot of games. And the biggest thing for me is I want to develop them for life after college. And the kind of men that we're going to bring into this program, the kind of recruits we're going to bring in, hopefully that life after college piece will start in the NFL. So we want to prepare them every single day for life after college, play in the NFL. And the beautiful thing, too, is once their NFL career is over, they've got an awesome degree from this great institution that's going to help them in life and help them with connections and be very successful in every single phase. But I do understand in the recruiting piece, you've got to make sure that the guys are developed and they can play play at the next level. We want to put them in a scheme that allows that.
All right. So if I can, because I just want to get some clarity here, Coach. You know, you talk about Hugh's question, you know, and the transition is spot on. So eventually, what will a Jeff Collins offense look like? A pro style or what?
Well, everything that we do is multiple.
Okay.
If you watch NFL,
right.
You watch the Rams, you watch the Bears, you watch that great game last night between the Chiefs and the Chargers. It's multiple. You know, they're running zone read now in the NFL. They're throwing RPOs in the NFL. So spreading the field. When you need it, when you need to, get athletes out in space. And then when it's time to play big boy ball and you need to pound it, you've got to have the ability to do that. There are no tight ends on this roster. So I don't think there's been a tight end at Georgia Tech in 11 years. And so we're trying to be very creative because that is a big part of our package. So finding the tight end, whether it be currently on the roster, obviously through the recruiting piece, and we're actively doing that. The players that we have, we will fit the scheme based on the talents that we have on our roster. So from year to year, and it's the same way in the NFL, from year to year, what your scheme is going to look like is going to be different based on the players that you have. And so we have really good coaches that I'll announce after signing day that will come in here and put these young men in the best possible position so they have success individually and they have success as a team.
Coach, you sound real excited about this opportunity at Georgia Tech, so I can hear it in your voice. You're not deterred at all about the difficulties, potential difficulties in signing certain kids that, you know, potentially want to be engineers. And you're not even worried about that, huh?
Coach, I'm fired up, man. I said this in the press conference. Every single thing about Georgia Tech I see is an advantage. Smart people make smart decisions. And so we're going to be able to recruit a high level of young man that values academics, that wants to play at a high level of ball. You go out around the country, there are great students that want a great education and are great athletes. And I don't think you should ever short sell how vital that is, you know, setting young men up for a future, setting themselves up for 40 years of a career, and play some big-time ball in the process, and that gets me fired up.
So, Coach, it's safe to say that your coaching staff, the whole coaching staff, they won't be using red pens as well?
I learned that a long time ago when I was here with George O'Leary. There was no red in the building. And the funny thing is, even when we went down to UCF and I was with him in Orlando for 2 years, that we had no rival or anybody in our league that even wore red, but you still, with George O'Leary, weren't allowed to wear any red around the UCF facility as well. So, you know, he's one of my mentors. You know, I think the world of him, and I'm so blessed that I got to be at Georgia Tech in my, you know, Division I career started here. You know, under his guidance, and we had some great coaches. Ralph Regan was here, Billy O'Brien was here, and I just learned a lot from those great coaches.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, you got me excited. I can't wait to see T-Day now. I'm excited to see what this is going to look like. I really
yes,
am.
Yeah, Jeff Collins is the new head coach at Georgia Tech. He joins John and Hugh. A couple of quick questions, if I may, Coach. I know you're recruiting, but I appreciate the time this morning. Will you be going to the bowl game in Detroit, and how do you interact with the players, you know, try to get to know them without getting in the way right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been burning the road out recruiting, trying to put together the staff. So I haven't been around them a lot because I've been on the road so much, but have developed some good relationships. We've got a text thing going with the team. So I've been texting the guys. Tomorrow, or actually this afternoon, will be the first practice that I'll have gone to. So I'm excited to see them in action. And, you know, I don't want to discount I'm so excited to watch Paul Johnson coach in person. Such a great deal of respect for him and what he's done in his career, what he's done here at Georgia Tech. And, you know, I'm excited to watch him coach. And then I will be in Detroit. So the day after Christmas we play, I'm going to fly up to Detroit, and I'm setting up a visit for all of our players' families that come up to Detroit to see the game. I'm going to set up a window that I get to visit with the families so they get to know me. I get to shake their hands, look them in their eyes, because I'm going to be coaching them during the winter conditioning program starting in January, and just want to make sure I start building relationships with our players' families as well. And then obviously watch the game, and then we get back in January, and it's on.
All right, what have you seen on film? You're a defensive guy. We see this team's got, you know, there's individual talent on defense. What do you see on defense that excites you? And what kind of, you know, they switched obviously to a 3-4 this year. What kind of base defense will you play? And what are you seeing for some of the guys?
Well, the same thing people have seen, you know, Jeff Collins' defense over the last 7 years, being at Mississippi State, being at Florida, and then, you know, implementing our package at Temple. We move around from four down to three down. We're very multiple. But the big thing with us is we play tight coverage across the board. I think over the last 7 years, we've been one of the top pass defenses in America. You know, and so we play tight coverage. And, you know, there's no room to breathe on the perimeter. We get extra hats into the box. We're very aggressive. We're very multiple. And the big thing, too, is we play an NFL-style defense, so the guys can showcase their talent as it translates to the next level. So when you turn on the, you know, Falcons defense or the Seahawks defense or in the NFL defenses, most of the time the middle of the field is closed. That's the same thing with us. We're going to change the coverage, but most of the time there will be somebody in that deep middle of the field and get an extra hat in the box, and we're playing tight, aggressive coverage. But you'll see a bunch of guys flying around, playing with a relentless effort, high level of care, and a tremendous amount of energy and juice.
Blitzing, you're going to be doing a lot of blitzing too, Coach. You blitzing on rundowns, Coach.
Coach, it's coming from everywhere, anywhere.
Ooh, you just gave me goosebumps when you said, I cannot wait to see this. I cannot wait to see it.
And I appreciate it. I only have one more question. If I could take you over here for just a second, Coach, because you're uniquely qualified to answer this, I think. You coached at Temple, had great success over the last couple of years in Philadelphia.
Sure.
You did coach at one time at UCF. You've coached a team that went to number one in the nation in Florida and Mississippi State.
Yep.
Central Florida, how would they fare in a playoff last year, this year? You know, the teams that you saw, how would they fare in terms of, you know, because the expansion playoff talk is everywhere. How would they fare if there were an 8-team playoff? Would they be able to stand toe-to-toe with some of the big teams?
I think they're a great program. And you look individually, just talent-wise, they've got great players. They've got tremendous speed. And the thing that even more resonates that is, you know, Scott Frost leaves, did a great job at UCF, and he goes to Nebraska. Josh Heupel comes in, and they're able to replicate that success. So that tells you what quality players that exist on that roster. You know, I think, you know, if they had gotten a chance to get in, they would have played at a very high level and a very competitive. Obviously, I can't predict what would happen, but I can say this from all the stops that I've been at, and all the teams that I've played against over the years, the great ones, they are a great team.
All right, that's high praise for that, and I think we are going to 8 because that's just the chatter. But let's get back to Georgia Tech for a second because I know everybody that's a Tech fan, finally, Coach, is excited. Welcome back to Atlanta. Welcome back to Georgia Tech. And I wish you the very greatest of success in the Flats.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Coach.
Thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, guys.
Jeff Collins, head coach at the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,